Good morning, Steve Smith with you. And joining me now is Amy McFarland from Sterk Financial Services with a look at this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. And yes, we're starting with an event that kind of got underway earlier this week. It's the 42nd Annual Old Time Country and Bluegrass Music Festival. That's going on strong through Sunday at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds in Lamars. There have been and will be more than 500 entertainers from around the world performing across 10 stages in a celebration of America's musical heritage.
Okay. And it looks like just in time to kick off the Labor Day weekend, the Dickinson County Nature Center will be holding their annual Bee and Butterfly Festival today, with activities taking place from 4 to 8. There will be outdoor games, bee and butterfly themed crafts, monarch butterfly tagging, and a food truck on site, plus four animals from the Great Plains Zoomobile in Sioux Falls will be part of a featured presentation.
I was unaware the Great Plains Zoo had a Zoomobile.
I didn't know that.
TriCon features 4 days of gaming starting today and continuing through Monday at the Marina Inn Hotel and Conference Center in South Sioux City. The convention includes board games, card games, role-playing, anime, live action, and video games, kind of like a smaller-scale Comic-Con.
Sure. That's exactly what it sounds like. Ooh, and of course, Art Splash will return to Riverside Park this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. That's the 2nd and the 3rd. The Sioux City Art Center's 24th annual outdoor festival features more than 100 artists from across the country exhibiting pottery, jewelry, photography, sculptures, paintings, and more. There will also be live music, food, family-friendly entertainment, and hands-on art activities. The main stage performers include Divas Through the Decades, a musical tribute to some of the most influential female vocalists in American pop, the Big Bad Cash Band, focusing on older Johnny Cash songs, Sioux Empire Swing Kings, playing music infused with roots rock, soul and blues, and the Titans of Industry, a Sioux City-based acoustic rock band. And the Kids Zone will have cards, tricks, clowns, bubbles, and balloon animals. And you can see the full schedule, Steve, if you visit SiouxCityArtsCenter.org.
I feel really old because they're going into the 24th anniversary. One of my first interviews for FM90 back in the day was with Linda Harchie,
my predecessor
here on Cultural Continuum, and such a great part of the Art Center and us here at KWIT as well.
Right.
The Siouxland Humane Society presents Pets on the Peninsula. That is going on through Sunday at Jolly's on the River. There will be live local bands on stage, and attendees are encouraged to bring their own meat for grilling. The shelter will have adoptable animals on site.
All right, and the first annual Sioux City Labor Days Country Music Festival is taking over historic 4th Street with a block party on Saturday tomorrow. Gates open at 6 p.m. with concerts, karaoke, mechanical bull riding, yard games, beer tasting, the Mr. and Miss America contest, and more. Bands will include Waterloo Revival, Jacob Martin, Ben Grillet, or Grillet, I don't know, and Tommy O'Keefe. You can go to Labor Days, D-A-Z-E, festival.com.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting Danish folk music on Sunday at 2 o'clock. The audience will hear dance tunes and songs from every corner of Denmark and more, including some of the musical trio's own original compositions. SiouxCityLCIC.com has more information.
All right, and now heading into next week, Western Iowa Tech Community College is hosting the Dare to Discover Mobile Museum from the University of Iowa on Thursday, September 7th from noon to 3. The Mobile Museum inspires visitors to understand the world by bringing exhibits with cutting-edge research, one-of-a-kind artifacts, and interactive digital media to Iowa's communities statewide. This year's exhibits feature Oneota archaeology, discoveries from Iowa's ancient seas, and oral histories on Iowa's changing workforce. An archaeologist and geologist from the Sanford Museum and Planetarium in Cherokee will also have activities for attendees, and this is the only time this year that this mobile museum will be in Sioux City. Go to witcc.edu for more.
Pearson Lakes Arts Center will be unveiling a new exhibit called Digital Action by Dana Potter Thursday, with an opening reception from 5 to 7 o'clock and artist talk at 6. Potter is a user interface designer and web art director. She created her artwork by tracking her own mouse movements and transforming the marks into physical and printed objects.
All right. And Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra will be holding auditions on Friday and Saturday. That's next weekend, September 8th and 9th, in the Music Building on the campus of Dort College. And anyone wishing to play in the orchestra for the first time must audition, and all student members need to re-audition each year.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you would like to submit, email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. For my co-host, Amy McFarland, and executive producer, Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.